And it is 2 minutes past 9 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Jukes. Been in the blues for you on sunny nights for the past 32 years. Thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. This is about the time of the show when I give you my email address. Email is the best way to reach me. You want to say hello? Just send me a couple of sentences. It's kind of like a musician on stage hearing some applause. So I'm not necessarily looking for compliments. I just like to know you're out there listening. I heard from Paul from Newberry, who is now down in Arkansas, and he sent me a picture of himself wearing his Juke Joint t-shirt at the highest point in Arkansas, elevation 2,753 feet, Mount Magazine Signal Hill. And Paul, I do appreciate that, taking the time. I also heard from Mike, also from the UP in Brimley, and said he's jamming along with the show as usual on Sunday night. He's appreciating the tunes. And I heard from Ken. I think Ken is from Grand Rapids. And he said, well, if your 33rd anniversary is coming up for the Juke Joint broadcast, maybe in August or so you could do 33 and a third years. I like that thinking, Ken. I appreciate that. He used to do a radio show down at WYCE in Grand Rapids, community radio for the Grand Rapids area. And I also heard from Brad in Canadian Lakes, dropped me a line and said he hasn't missed very many shows out of those 33 years, and he appreciates having the show on the archives. And in fact, Nathan Bowers is the one who posts my show on the archives each week. Nathan is right now with me tonight posting my playlist as I spin the tunes. And I appreciate Nathan's time here tonight and as well as posting the show on the archives. And I heard from Mark up in Alpena, and he had some stories to tell, and I appreciate him taking the time to drop me a line. And Skylight Steve is listening from, I think he's listening from San Lorenzo on the San Francisco Bay. Peggy and I were just out to San Francisco to see Skylight Steve, one of my most devoted listeners. He listens virtually every Sunday night, and visited Jeremy in Alamo as well, and my father and sister visiting in Central Coastal California. So it was great fun. So last Sunday night was a rerun of my feature on Chicago blues pianist Johnny Jones. So I hope you enjoyed the repeat broadcast. Maybe you missed it the first time around from a year ago. Well, here is my email address now that I'm coming around to that. It's robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. That's robert.barclay@cmich.edu. And let me know what town, state, province you're listening from. I certainly do appreciate knowing that. It's great fun. And let's get back to my interview with my featured artist, Maria Muldaur. And she had the opportunity to get to know another pioneer of the blues, Victoria Spivey. So here is Maria talking about Ms. Spivey.
I met Victoria Spivey early and when I was still knocking around in the village, and she kind of took me under her wing. She's not that well, as well known as Bessie Smith, but she was a recording blues star at the same time. So those people, there won't be people like that anymore. So the people that helped me make this record, Richland Woman Blues, people like Bonnie Raitt and Taj Mahal, John Sebastian, and so forth, what we share in common is a great love and reverence for the early blues pioneers and the music they created, and we want to just bring it forward.
Well, let's turn to Victoria Spivey. Now, I've heard her name. Maria said Spivey, but I've also heard Maria pronounce it Spivey, and I've heard other people pronounce it Spivey, S-P-I-V-E-Y. I'm not sure what is the definitive correct pronunciation for it, but nonetheless, here she is in 1929, and we're going to listen to a tune titled, in fact, I could have played this on my telephone feature a few weeks ago. Here she is, Telephoning the Blues.
Hello, that's Central. Please give me my best man. Hello, that's Central. Please give me my best man. Well, I gave you the right number. Gee, I can't understand. Moaning, groaning, roaming, phoning. Oh, there must be somebody there. Tell me what that I hear. Lord, could it be another woman there?
But the good Lord above.
ship ain't no good. That's why I'm hitting that long, long trail. Because to fool with my money, mama don't mind going to jail. Here I lay here after midnight, drinking my fool self to sleep. Lay after midnight, drinking my fool self to sleep. While that Lord I'm man of mine is trying to make his full day free.
One of Maria Muldaur's favorites, that was Victoria Spivey from 1931, and she was singing in the company of the great slide guitarist Tampa Red and Georgia Tom Dorsey on the piano. And Dorsey would very soon thereafter become the father of gospel music, and he left the blues behind. And that was a tune titled Don't Trust Nobody Blues, Victoria Spivey. Well, I'm featuring the work of Maria Muldaur. Well, now we're finally going to get to hear her. Now, these are not the recordings that she made under her name. We're getting to those. We're working our way there. When she was performing on the fiddle at Washington Square Park in Greenwich Village back in the 1960s, a lot of college kids and hipsters were out there on a sunny day, listening to music, tossing money in the hat, hopefully, for the performers. And that's where the Lovin' Spoonful, John Sebastian, and numerous others, Dylan was well known in that community, and David Grisman, Steve Katz, and Stephen Grossman were all part of that scene. So let's turn to a group that recorded just one album, and they were known as the Even Dozen Jug Band, and Maria was a member of it. She wasn't Maria Muldaur yet. She was Maria D'Amato, as we heard her say at the beginning of the show. And they were a 12-piece band, hence the name the Even Dozen Jug Band. So let's turn to a couple of tunes from 1964 on their only release. This came out on Elektra Records. This first one has Steve Katz and Maria singing, and Stephen Grossman is on guitar, among others. And it's a tune titled The Overseas Stomp.
I know it's all right for me when I get across the sea. Take a chance when Washington lands in France. Now, Mama, don't you weep and moan. Uncle Sam's got your man and gone. Now he's doing that dance across the sea. Well, baby, how can it be? Send me way across the sea just to keep from doing that Lindy Bird with me.
But it's all right, sugar baby.
Well, I can do it, not indeed, I die. Scoop it up, not indeed, I die. Well, I can do it, not indeed, I die. Landlord came in the front door. I confess, just as sure as you're born. That lunar dance across the sea. She asked me for a bottle of Viola. Said, let me play the blues on your Victrola. And do that Lindy Bird with you. I asked her for a piece of banana. Said, let me play the blues on your piano. And do that Lindy Bird with you.
But it's alright, sugar baby.
I know it's alright for me when I get across the sea. Take a chance when Washington lands in France.
Mama, hello to Papa, Papa, talking about the Mobile Line.
That's the road.
you right, baby, is your trouble in mind. I got an edit this morning, this is the way it reads. Hey, hey, Lordy, mama, mama, hey, Lordy, papa, papa, talk about the way it reads. Come home, baby, to your loving bed. Gonna pack my suitcase, bundle up my clothes. Hey, hey, Lordy, mama, mama, hey, Lordy, papa, papa, talk about a bundle of clothes. When I got back to playing on the cooling mold. Well, there's two black horses waiting on the burying ground. Hey, hey, Lordy, mama, mama, hey, Lordy, papa, papa, talking about the burying ground. Well, I turned around, they pretty near run me down. Memphis, Lordy, about a quarter to nine. Hey, hey, Lordy, mama, mama, hey, Lordy, papa, papa, talk about a quarter to nine. Get back to Alabama, Lordy, about dinner time. When you go by heaven, baby, better stop by the train. Hey, hey, Lordy, mama, mama, hey, Lordy, papa, papa, talk about stop by the train. Better stop by there to give them girls a chance. There's a boat up the river, long she won't come down. Hey, hey, Lordy, mama, mama, hey, Lordy, papa, papa, talking about you won't come down. I believe to my soul that boat is water bound. Now, hello, heaven, let me hear your telephone. Hey, hey, Lordy, mama, mama, hey, Lordy, papa, papa, talking about the telephone. So you can talk to your daddy anytime he's gone.
All right, that was the Even Dozen Jug Band. And we just heard a tune titled The France Blues. And Maria was in there, Maria D'Amato, before she became Maria Muldaur. And we're going to get to that in just a bit. And in front of that, we heard them on a tune titled The Overseas Stomp. And the jug band tradition was very popular in Memphis, Tennessee, and Louisville, Kentucky. They both had jug band scenes. And in Memphis, Tennessee, the Memphis Jug Band, the Beale Street Sheiks. There was also Gus Cannon's Jug Stompers, who recorded Walk Right In. That became a big hit in the early 1960s, but of course they did it back in the 1920s. So the jug band scene got a revival in the 1960s through the Even Dozen Jug Band and the Jim Queskin Jug Band. But let's return to my interview. Actually, I got to do this first. Support for WCMU comes from Site Planning Development of Charlevoix, serving Northern Michigan for over 45 years. A full-service design-build firm specializing in integrating homes and habitats to fit your lifestyle. Offering land use planning, design, construction, and maintenance of your home and landscape. Online at siteplanning.com. Robert Barclay here at the Juke Joint, 922, and let's return to another soundbite from my interview with Maria Muldaur. And again, blues queen Victoria Spivey made a big break for Maria.
Well, speaking of Victoria Spivey, she decided to record a group of guys she saw knocking around in the village, in Washington Square Park. They had, you know, there were different factions. Some people were deep into bluegrass, other people were deep into old-timey Appalachian music, and some people were into Delta blues. You know, there were different factions, and but it was just an explosion of discovery at that time. And they had sort of happened on some jug band recordings and decided to form a jug band that week, you know. And so they had kazoos and jugs and tubs and washboards and so forth. And people like David Grisman and John Sebastian were in the group. And she saw them and she thought they were pretty cute. And she was way ahead of her time in being one of the first artists I know of to have her own record label. So she told the boys she'd give them a record deal. I mean, we were doing this for the pure love of it. We weren't thinking, we've got to have a career in this and make $1 million. You know, it was unheard of to even... You just played for spare change. I mean, you played at these places called basket houses, and they were called that because people passed bread baskets around. You'd play a set and then mm-hmm. pass a basket, and then people would throw, you know. If you made $7 in a night, that was really a big deal. But anyway, so she offered them a record deal, but then she told them, you know, you boys play good, but y'all need some sex appeal. And she said... Well, you know, they were still in the age where they were using Clearasil, you know. So she said, "Why don't you get that little gal I seen down there in the park playing the fiddle, you know, and you need to get her in the band." So they came running up to me one day and said, you know, told me the news that we got a record deal and Victoria Spivey wants us to. Which says we need some sex appeal. Will you be in the group? And of course, this was pre-Women's Lib, so I didn't have any issues with being approached in that way. And I took a look at them and said, you know, she's right. They probably could. So I was thrilled to be asked. And so at that point, I had to come up with a couple of songs to do. And she turned me on. She said, "I don't know why, but you remind me of Memphis Minnie. You know, you got a voice kind of like hers." And so she started playing me some of her stuff, and the minute I heard Memphis Minnie, I just fell in love with her whole approach and her raw, rootsy kind of authenticity. And you know,
we'll get to Memphis Minnie shortly. Let's turn to the group, the Jim Queskin Jug Band. She added some sex appeal to them, and Victoria Spivey told the band and told Maria. She would add sex appeal to the band. So they signed her up. And let's turn to a couple of tunes from the Jim Queskin Jug Band. Now, these two tunes, one of them is kind of a jug band, kind of a tune, but this first one is not so much. It's on acoustic guitar and Maria singing. An old Mississippi John Hurt tune, the Richland Woman Blues. This is Maria Muldaur. Thank you.
says, cock-a-doodle-doodly-doo. Richland woman, she says, any dude will do. Just hurry on home, sweet daddy, and don't you take your time. If you wait too long, your mama will be gone with my rosy red garters, pink hose on the feet, my turkey red bluebirds, they go to rumble seed. So hurry on home, sweet daddy, and don't you take your if you wait too long, your mama will be gone. Oh, hurry on home now.
Sweet voice of Maria D'Amato, soon to become Maria Muldaur, with the Jim Queskin Jug Band. And I had the opportunity to interview her former husband, Jeff Muldaur, back in 2006. And of course, I asked him about the Cambridge folk scene in Massachusetts versus the Greenwich Village folk scene in New York City. And we got to talking about that, but of course the subject of Maria Muldaur, his former wife, came up. And let's turn to a soundbite from Jeff Muldaur. Now, I read in this book, and you correct me, but Baby Let Me Follow You Down, Rick Von Schmidt and Jim Rooney's book from 1979, they were kind of relaying what it was like for you to hear Maria sing for the first time. Can you reflect on that story?
I can't reflect on it. I mean, I had the same reaction everybody else had, I'm sure. It was shocking. You go back and you see who worshipped her, Linda Ronstadt and Bonnie Raitt, and even Nancy Sinatra came to our gigs. I mean, Maria was hot. And you see that picture of her singing on the Scorsese movie of Dylan. I looked at that, I went, no wonder I married her. Look at, crazy as she was, look at that. You know, I mean, just, I hate to admit it, but wow.
Yeah. I sat on her tour bus last September. Mm-hmm. It was just a day before her birthday, as a matter of fact, just last September, a year ago, and taped an interview there. Mm-hmm. But
she's somebody who could tell you what everybody was wearing. Mm. She's got one of them photographic kind of things going on.
Maria D'Amato became Maria Muldaur then, and you were together for 5 or 6 years?
I'd say more like 9. Let me see. Yeah. I do 9-year things. That's about my thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was Jeff reflecting on his former wife, Maria. And let's turn to the two of them now. Here is Jeff Muldaur and Maria Muldaur with the Queskin Jug Band doing a song called Chevrolet.
¶¶ buy you a Chevrolet. I'm gonna buy you a Chevrolet. I'm gonna buy you a Chevrolet. If you'll do something for me, hear me talking to you, you'll do something for me.
I don't want a Chevrolet. I don't want a Chevrolet. I don't want your Chevrolet. And you can't do nothing for me. Oh no, can't do nothing for me.
Well, I'll buy you a diamond ring. And I'll buy you a diamond ring. I'm gonna buy you a diamond ring. If you'll do something for me, hey, hey, if you'll do something for me. Well, I'll buy you a cutting board. I'm gonna buy you a cutting board. I'm gonna buy you a cutting board. If you'll do something for me, if you'll do something for me.
I don't want your cutting board. I don't want your cutting board.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing in the world you got. And you can't do nothing for me. Oh, no, you can't do nothing for me.
That was the Quescon Jug Band from the 1960s, and we heard Maria Muldaur and Jeff Muldaur doing a song called Chevrolet.
Hey, this is Maria Muldaur, and you're listening to the Rhythm and the Blues at the Juke Joint with Robert Barkley at CMU Public Radio, an oasis of good music on your radio dial. Hey, Robert. Why don't you play me some Memphis Minnie? I'm in the mood for some blues.
I got an ass man in the spring, cold man in the fall. All I need now to get my ashes hauled. Then I'm gonna strut my stuff. Yes, I'm gonna strut my stuff. I'm gonna strut my stuff everywhere I go. Well, my coal man here, I guess a pen of steam. My ice man now is only what I need. Then I strut my stuff. Yes, I'm gonna strut my stuff. I'm gonna strut my stuff everywhere I go. Iceman, Iceman, come on up. You know Yes, I'm gonna strut my stuff. I'm gonna strut my stuff everywhere I go. Oh, let's strut a stuff.
That was Memphis Minnie from 1937 for the Vocalion label. She had Blind John Davis on the piano and Memphis Minnie on guitar and vocals on a tune titled Down in the Alley. And Memphis Minnie could get down in the alley if you were listening to the lyrics. She definitely could do that. And in front of that, from 1936 for Vocalion Records, we heard her singing Iceman, Come On Up. And let's turn to another soundbite from my interview with Maria Muldaur. Big fan of Memphis Minnie. Bonnie Raitt also loved Memphis Minnie. So let's listen to Maria tell us a few things about Memphis Minnie.
Something Memphis Minnie had is sort of a take-no-crap attitude. The difference is, in a lot of these other blues divas, was that their material was written for them. A lot of Tin Pan Alley tunesmiths started kind of cashing in on the blues scene. Because, I mean, a lot of these early records sold in the millions, little 78s and stuff. And so a lot of the tunes that Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey recorded were written kind of almost as blues novelty numbers, you know. Although the song I sang tonight, Lonesome Desert Blues, mm-hmm. Bessie Smith wrote that. And you can tell it's got just another level of authenticity to it. But Memphis Minnie wrote all her own material, played bitchin' guitar. And if you listen, the deeper you get into her, she wrote and recorded over 200 songs, led the band, always was, she would marry guitar players, but she was always playing lead. And created these real intricate little guitar licks. If you listen, there's nothing generic about them. There's something very specific to each verse that she's doing. I mean, she just was way ahead of her time and was just sort of way before women's lib, just liberated herself and did what she wanted. I mean, to be a woman, let alone a black woman in the rural South, traveling around playing guitar and leading bands was something, that went quite against the grain of social acceptance at that time. Her own family kind of ostracized her because they, they thought what she was doing was pretty risque and out there. But to me, she's my hero. She's a big role model for me. So that's why there's four Memphis Minnie tunes on this album.
And I love this album.
Be doing much.
All right, that was Maria Muldaur reflecting on her hero, Memphis Minnie. And now we're going to turn to perhaps the tune that you were hoping to hear tonight. We're going to move from Maria Muldaur with the Jim Queskin Jug Band to Maria Muldaur with her name on the marquee and on the record label. This was a big hit for her. Back in 1974, it reached number 6 on the pop charts in April of 1974. And that year is the year I first saw Maria open the show at a concert with the Grateful Dead in Santa Barbara, California, when I was in photography school. So let's turn to Maria on a couple of tunes, her two chart makers. And we're going to open up with Midnight at the Oasis.
Midnight at the Oasis, send your camel to bed. Shadows painting our faces, traces of romance in our heads. Heaven's holding a half moon, shining just for us. Let's slip off. You don't have to answer. There's
50 girls to attend him. They all sent him a jump man's beck and call. But you won't need no harem, honey, when I'm by your side. And you won't need no camel, no, no, when I take you for a ride. Come on, Cactus is our friend. He'll point down the way. Come on, till the evening ends. Midnight at the oasis. Sing your camel to bed. Got shadows painting our faces and traces of romance in our shopping and be back for a mess in the pan. Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Let me tell you again, I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N.
She's a woman.
Well, I can rub and scrub till this house shines just like the baby, grease the car out of my nose at the same time. You know, I can get all dressed up, go out and swing till 5 a.m. and then jump in bed at 5, rock till 6, and start all over again.
Maria Muldaur from 1975, and that reached number 12 on the pop charts, another big hit for her. And that was a tune written by the famous rock and roll and R&B songwriters Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, and a song called I'm a Woman. And we opened up with Maria singing her biggest hit of her career thus far, Midnight at the Oasis. We'll return to a couple of more tunes and more sound bites from my interview with Maria Muldaur during the 10 o'clock hour. But taking us to the top of the hour, let's return to the new CD from Curtis Salgado on piano on this tune, piano and vocals, and his friend Alan Hager on guitar from their new CD on Alligator Records called Rough Cut. And like I said, here's Curtis on piano. I didn't even know he played piano. I knew he sang and was a harp player, but here he is on piano on a tune he wrote titled Hell in a Handbasket.
Now I've been told by some for all the sins I've done, any chance of seeing heaven, they say it next to none. I suppose that's true, if you take in consideration everything I've done, I never did in moderation. I took responsibility, I made amends with discretion. They still call me a bad boy who will never learn his lesson. So when I'm dead and gone, don't bury me in a casket. I'm going to hell in a handbasket. That's right. Well, it's up every morning with the same old routine. A strong cup of coffee. I got the news on TV. There's a war going on. It's another revolution. Everyone's got opinions. No one's got solutions. Yesterday's history is just a day repeated. It's the same old bowl of soup that's been reheated. So if the past is a prediction of a future so fantastic, then we're all going to hell in a handbasket. That's right. Yeah. Check this out right here. This is no concern to you, but I believe you're mistaken, and I think you know it too. 'Cause if you wanna get to heaven, like most of mankind do, then you better get to confession, 'cause it's long overdue. You better tell the truth and give your soul close inspection. You might end up going in the wrong direction. 'Cause when St. Peter takes his guest list for heaven's gate to pass it, he's gonna say, hold on, let's see if you're in this, your names. No. I'm sorry, it looks to me like you're going to hell in a handbasket. Bye. Ain't that a pity? Ain't that a crying shame? Hell in a handbasket. going down. Oh yeah, you're going down. Here we go.
On the piano and vocals on a humorous piece written by Curtis Salgado, and he was doing the singing as well on a tune titled Hell in a Handbasket. That's on his new CD on Alligator Records called Rough Cut. When I come back after the station ID, we're going to turn to some Tyrone Davis for a listener in Texas, so you be sure to stay near the radio.